A minister calls for better coordination with commercial creditors in Zambia's debt talks. Chonga District sees a 50% rise in learners, call for more classrooms, and in international news, ANC U-turn over attacks that threatened South Africa's government.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sthombeko Msokotwane says in the process of restructuring their debt, Zambia has experienced significant challenges in coordinating non-bonded commercial creditors, which has resulted in lengthy negotiation processes. The minister has called for a more robust coordination mechanism for non-bonded creditors because consensus to bring these creditors on board early in the process through the information sharing mechanism will greatly minimize coordination challenges. Dr. Msokotwane was speaking during the G20 Global Sovereign Roundtable in Washington, D.C., held on the sidelines of the ongoing 2025 spring of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank Group. The minister took the floor to share Zambia's experiences with the Global Sovereign Roundtable to help improve the debt restructuring process and highlight key areas for further improvement and consideration. So far, Zambia has signed bilateral agreements with France and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, but expects to sign a substantial number of additional bilateral agreements by September 2025. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. Chongwe District Education Board Secretary Joseph Chanda has revealed that the number of learners in the district has risen significantly from over 60,000 in 2022 to more than 90,000 in the first quarter of 2025, a development attributed to the free education policy. Speaking during the handover ceremony of newly constructed classroom blocks at Matipula Secondary School in Chongwe, Mr. Chanda has emphasized the urgent need for additional educational infrastructure. He has stated that the district requires two new government primary schools in Chongwe Central and one in Madido Ward, which currently lacks a single government primary school. And Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Dr. Kelvin Mambwe has announced the completion of 24 new classrooms across six secondary schools in Lusaka province, namely Matipula, Chinkole, Chawama, Helensdale, Silverest and Lilanda, at a total cost of 18 million kwacha.
These schools will all be completed by the first quarter of 2026. We have also embarked on the construction of over 400 early learning childhood centers across all the 10 provinces to ensure that we build a strong education foundation for all our children. As a government, we are very committed to this cause and welcome the contributions of cooperating partners such as Let's Build Foundation.
Meanwhile, Let's Build Foundation Country Director Ngosa Zulu has reaffirmed the organization's commitment to supporting education, announcing plans to construct an additional 50 classrooms across the country before the end of 2025. Community Action Against Corruption has challenged the Anti-Corruption Commission to inform the nation whether the Financial Intelligence Center reports of 2023 and 2024 are still under active investigation or have been closed. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo has expressed concern over the status of the two reports, noting that 2 years is sufficient time for the Commission to provide an update. He has emphasized that FIC had publicly confirmed that the reports were disseminated to law enforcement agencies for further investigation. Mr. Tembo has demanded an official update on the status of investigations into several high-profile cases, including Cabinet Ministers, Ministry of Finance Allowances Scandal, Ministry of Defense Kickbacks Scandal from a Kenyan company, Ministry of Energy Fuel Purchase Scandal, investigations of the Solicitor General, and Zansa Scandal.
The Anti-Corruption Commission cannot afford to keep quiet on these two important reports. Then we also demand from the Anti-Corruption Commission to update Zambians on the corruption cases which they announced that they were investigating. For example, the scandal at the Ministry of Finance, the investigations concerning the Solicitor General, investigations concerning cabinet ministers, investigations concerning ZAMSA, the investigations on the Ministry of Defense scandal, where it is believed that some officers and some people received kickbacks from a Kenyan company.
Zambia Sugar has officially launched its sexual harassment policy aimed at enhancing regulations that prescribe conduct at the workplace, extending to all contacts and dealings related to the company. The launch took place at an event held at the company's estate in Nakambala, coinciding with April, which is globally dubbed as the Sexual Harassment Awareness Month. Speaking during the event, Zambia Sugar Human Resource Director Sharon Lima has noted that the company already had regulations relating to sexual aggravation under its anti-harassment policy. Ms. Lima has, however, stated that in a continued quest to make Zambia Sugar a safe and healthy working environment, management decided to develop an independent policy covering sexual harassment. Meanwhile, Zambia Sugar Director of Finance, Hezron Musonda, has re-echoed the company's commitment in creating a psychologically and physically safe working space.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government says it has made significant progress in achieving key outcomes of the COP29. Minister of Green Economy and Environment, United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, focal point person, Hedges Tembo, has highlighted some of the notable achievements, including the enactment of the Green Economy and Climate Change Bill, the development of the National Green Growth Strategy, the establishment of the National Determinants Committee, and the creation of the Carbon Market Framework, among others. Speaking during the subsidiary bodies, SB62 and COP30 Capacity Building and Technical Workshop for the Private Sector and Civil Society Organizations in Zambia, organized by People in Need, Mr. Tembo has emphasized that these policies, strategies and regulations are designed to ensure Zambia's effective participation in global climate efforts with tangible benefits for local communities.
In March this year, we submitted a provisional nationally determined contribution to the Paris Accord. Later in the year, we should be able to submit an enhanced version of that provisional submission that was made earlier this year. All these policies, strategies, and regulations are aimed at ensuring the country's participation at international climate change discussions and engagements are efficient to, among others, benefit the local community.
And Zambia Climate Change Network Chairperson Maggie Mwape has stressed that the upcoming SB62 and COP30 platforms are not merely procedural milestones under the UNFCCC, but critical opportunities to demand climate justice.
This geisha ensures that grassroots voices are not left behind and that the national climate narrative is truly represented of all regions of Zambia. Ladies and gentlemen, the upcoming SB62 and COP30 platforms are not just procedural UNFCCC milestones. They are opportunities to demand climate justice, to engage meaningfully on the operationalization of the loss and damage funds, on real commitment to adaptation finance, on carbon markets, and on the global goal on adaptation.
Meanwhile, People in Need head of programs Ray Rajesh has stated that as the world continues to grapple with the escalating impacts of climate change, it is imperative that the voices of frontline countries like Zambia are not only heard but are central in shaping solutions and informing global commitments.
At the heart of civil society and inclusive governance pillar is the belief in transformative power of local civil society to drive inclusive governance and social development. To strengthen civil society actors through technical and organizational capacity building. This includes fostering youth civic engagement, supporting grassroots organizations.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your